This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also stream us via iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, July 23rd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. Cakes is here.
What's up? Hello. Hello.
As is Jason Bishop.
July 23rd.
Training camp is here. It's upon us. We're going to have training camp coverage throughout the show. Linnell Willingham's going to join us. Of course, he hosts Overtime often and fills in here at 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, but he's always at Commander's Park covering training camp, so we will talk to Linnell. Also, Jeremy Fowler is going to join us. He's broken a lot of stories about Terry McLaurin, who did not do his conditioning test yesterday.
Well, you can't do your conditioning test when you don't show up for training camp, when you're a holdout. It's kind of tough to do that.
And here we go. Here we go. The roller coaster, buddy. Thought it was going to hold in. Maybe he'll do a week of holdouts and then hold in. I don't know. I just find it shocking he's just going to punt a couple hundred thousand in this whole negotiation.
What, you missed first week? You're down about 300 grand? Something like that?
I mean, yeah, it's $50,000 per day.
I know, so these guys.
And yesterday was an official day, right?
I think it was. I mean, they say he's official holdout.
I would think it
is. That's all that matters.
So day one,
so he's down $50,000.
But I think that's something that you can get, obviously, negotiated into the deal.
If he
misses 8 days, then you tack on another $400,000 into the deal.
Right.
To offset the.
Might be harder to do. Because, again, all those things, they have implications, right? I don't think it's as easy as it used to be when they would waive it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more complicated.
It might be more difficult.
Yeah.
No, he's one of a few players who are unhappy with their contract, so we'll talk about it. Trey Hendrickson, Michael Parsons is in the news.
I mean, Trey Hendrickson was so upset with his deal, he just said, you know what, we're leaving Cincinnati. We're just going to go down to Florida. I'm going to trade there. I want to get away from the noise. I'm just moving my family to Florida until this thing gets rectified.
I thought somebody said at some point he indicated he's almost willing to retire over it.
He seems like he's pretty resolute.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that situation plays out.
Yeah, but it might end up like the Myles Garrett situation where you talk about all this bitterness and then retirement, but you're
throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yep. So terrible news yesterday that Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Yeah, that really.
He just
did,
had a concert a couple weeks ago.
I mean,
his farewell concert.
Yeah, I mean, Black Sabbath reunited like where they grew up in Birmingham, England, had a huge concert. I think it raised like $190 million for various charities. I mean, just a great thing to do on your way out. And then he passes 17 days later.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't find out until hours later because I was on the golf course. And it's the first thing I did when I got off and I got on my phone, I looked and you're seeing Ozzy trending. And I go, oh, no.
Yeah, it was good that he was trending 2.5 weeks ago because it was a huge event.
Yeah. You know,
thousands of people attended.
Well, yeah, and I was keenly aware of that event. We talked about it. Yeah. I saw the video. And I just didn't. It's always amazing to, here we are, 6:05, talking about death. It's always amazing to me how a guy can be here today, mm-hmm. not here the next day. And tragedy, drowning, car accident, you get that. But even from illness,
yeah,
a person can be, you appear, okay, they're going through it, but they're just going to shut off.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I mean,
wild.
I mean,
he had been dealing with stuff for years. I mean,
he was
diagnosed with Parkinson's, I believe, in 2019. Yeah. So,
but you didn't expect him, like you said, you saw him.
He was performing.
Yeah,
he was performing. Yeah.
I mean,
he was in a chair. He was sitting down.
Right.
Understood.
But, he's limited, obviously.
But you didn't think that they're going to turn the lights out on him 2 weeks later.
That's how quick it can go.
Yeah.
When you get to
that
age.
They said the family was shocked. Yeah. They thought they had more time. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other problem with AI. I saw a couple videos last night, and I just don't know if they're real or not. Where Ozzy was saying, like, let's be honest, I'm dying, and I wanted to give a chance to do one last show, so the Prince of Darkness could show people his appreciation or whatever. And I'm watching the whole thing, going, I don't even know if this is real. Yeah. I literally have no idea if this is real or not.
I think I saw that too.
Yeah,
he was doing an interview Was he with his wife? Or was it just him?
I saw Sharon at some point, but she wasn't sitting right next to him.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. No idea if that was real or not.
Yeah, I can't speak on that.
Yeah.
But it is amazing.
I saw that same thing. I just assumed it was real.
Yeah. But it's amazing to see, like, just all of the tributes. Like, from every band you could think of on the planet that obviously Ozzy and Black Sabbath influenced over the last 40, 50 years, however long, that probably 50 plus years. At this point.
Right.
And then, like, you see videos of, like, Dave Matthews doing a Black Sabbath song last night.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga closing her show with Crazy Train, I think, in San Francisco.
Is today an Ozzy tribute day? All Ozzy and Sabbath songs?
I think it should be.
I think that goes without saying.
I think JP and I are the same boat, and maybe Jason. I'm not a metal guy at all. I might know 2 Ozzy songs, but what an adorable guy that we all got to know through the Osbournes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the game changer, because
yeah, for general public that wasn't into metal, that was iconic, and he was so freaking hysterical.
Yeah.
Not even on purpose, right? Just
unintentionally.
Unintentionally hysterical, lovable, and
he was a one of one. Like, he's an original, like, rebellious guy, did it his way. Gave the finger to everybody else, didn't care what people thought of him from the outside, like true original.
It's crazy how things turn around, because when we were kids and we were growing up, mm-hmm. you know, even before we were teenagers, there was all this talk about banning records.
Right, of course. We grew up in that era, the PMRC.
And so he was hated.
Yeah.
And a lot of those metal artists that leaned in towards devil,
mm-hmm.
they were hated. And he became this lovable guy, really, just because of the TV show.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people saw through the shtick and, you know, the imagery.
That was the real him.
Yeah. And then, of course, the family was wild.
Of course.
But in a lovable way. These guys used to make fun of me when I would say the little one, whatever her name is.
Kelly.
That there was something lovable about her or whatever.
you're saying lovable. You used to say kind of hot or cute.
Or cute.
You definitely say cute.
Might have been the descriptor.
Well, it's just the way she was. Yeah. All the family, the way they interacted with each other, I just found them really charming. And then they had the worst language, mm-hmm. the most NSW, right?
Well, if Ozzy and Sharon are your parents, you're gonna have
a lot
of bad language.
Yeah, I mean, what a potty mouth! And listen, I think I have an outrageous potty mouth. In fact, on the golf course, I'm so bad it's embarrassing. I have to apologize to new people. But compared to Ozzy, it's nothing.
Oh, yeah. You're an amateur.
But just, man. Didn't like that. I didn't like seeing that case.
No, none of us like seeing it. It's terrible news.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
Did he pass in L.A.? Is that where he was?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I think he was still in London.
Oh,
but
he's in England?
But I don't
know.
They were
in some estate and started with a B.
Birmingham?
I mean, he's from Birmingham, so maybe
it
was.
Might have been Birmingham or Birminghamshire.
And it wasn't
or
Alabama.
I don't know what it was.
No.
But they said that Sharon had been preparing sort of for him, you know, those last years, and but that they were all kind of taken aback. I guess he had really taken a back seat like in the last two. You know who is spreading rumors, and I don't know if it's true or not. Okay. You never know. But I saw a clip, it's a couple weeks old, where Bubba the Love Sponge was claiming that Hulk Hogan is on a ventilator.
Todd Clem, a.k.a. Bubba the Love Sponge.
Now, this was like 3 weeks ago, and I was looking through the comments, and one person said, yeah, not true. I saw him 3 days ago.
Okay.
But that was only one person.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I've not heard these rumors.
I didn't either.
Now, we know that a lot of times death comes in threes. We had Malcolm Jamal Warner, Ozzy. I mean, what's the next shoe to drop? Well, I'm a little bit terrified to look at Twitter.
I don't believe in that, but I know that's a thing that pop culture does.
It's kind of a thing.
They'll find somebody.
But they say that, Bubba was saying, Bubba the Love Sponge was saying that he has a valve problem and the heart is rejecting his valve. And he's too weak to get a heart transplant. So that this is what Bubba was saying.
Where did you hear this rumor?
I watched him say it.
That video a couple weeks ago. It's like 3 weeks ago. But Hogan's been seen around and things like that.
That's what I said. There was one guy in the comments.
He's probably in bad health, and it may not be.
Hulkamania is running wild.
But I don't think he's on a deathbed in a hospital.
That's funny. I know. It's just shocking to me.
You would probably hear more stories about that if he was.
I would think. But I looked at the comments. I only saw one guy say he had seen him.
How many times did you see Ozzy in concert, Cakes? I'm going to guess.
Two or three times.
Oh, I thought it would be higher than that.
But it was transformational. Like, it was my first heavy metal show I ever saw, like in 1986. Ozzy Osbourne with Metallica, who basically nobody knew who they were at that point, opening at Cap Center. And it was just like, you walk in, there's fire shooting everywhere. You know, Ozzy Osbourne comes down, like sitting on this demonic looking throne from the top of the arena. Like, it just... is blowing my dumb 16-year-old mind. You know, it was pretty crazy. And that kind of like that formed my path for a lot of the music that I listened to for up until this day. It's pretty crazy.
Would you say he was the most influential musical influence on you?
On me? Certainly one of them.
What else would be in the running?
I mean, Metallica's up there.
But you saw him before you saw Metallica.
I saw them in the same bill.
That was the first time you saw both of them?
First time I saw both.
Iron Maiden's up there.
Iron Maiden.
All the t-shirts,
But all of these bands that we're talking about, every single one of them was influenced by Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. Without them, there's none of those other bands. Or it takes a lot longer for those bands to break through.
What's his real first name? Is it Michael?
Ozzy? Yeah. I think he's John Michael Osbourne.
Okay.
He's a silly John. He's got a silly one-seed name.
Do you feel silly? Silly that you share
name John's Ozzy? A butt boring. What's better, Ozzy Osbourne or John Osbourne? Right. I think it goes without saying.
Ozzy.
All right, got to take a break. We'll play some of his songs throughout the show. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza's square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners for locations or to place your order. Go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard and message charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Welcome back. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, here it is.
is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Our training camp coverage presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Yesterday, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn had a press conference. We basically had a preview here as Cakes filled the role of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn.
Pretty close to what they actually said in real life, I would say.
Mm-hmm. We knew that they weren't going to try and upset Terry McLaurin. We're going to play a couple of the clips and we can...
Oh, I think he's plenty upset
go
already.
Through here. Here's what Adam Peters said about Terry's value and trying to get the deal done.
Without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
I mean, to buy into that?
I mean
it's very general.
The only newsworthy thing is that they've had recent conversations.
Yeah, that
everything
is
else is...
I mean, that could mean the last 24 hours. It could mean the last 72 hours. We have no idea.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, that's something, but yeah. It means nothing. Like, there's nothing else.
Right. Well, but, I mean, the fact that he said we're trying to get something done. I mean, they are trying to work it out.
Yeah, they didn't. He could have... If you wanted him to go the bad PR route, he could have said he's under contract. We expect him to be here.
He did say that at some point. Yeah. It did say we expect all players to be here.
But he did lead with, we value him.
Yeah. I mean, he understands the business.
And that they had conversations. I felt like the ball was advanced a little bit there because at Eastern Motors, Terry said they hadn't spoken in a month.
Well, you got to articulate whether or not you're going to be there. I don't know.
And who knows how much they've actually spoken since then.
It didn't say much to me. Listen, I hope they resolve it today. Yeah. But I just have no idea.
Let's talk about the timeline. This is Adam Peters commenting on when they need to get a deal done.
Yeah, I think, those were, I wasn't so much directly involved, but I was a part of it. So I understood how it went and, a lot of contract. But I think that's just kind of the nature of our business. You would like to get these things done quicker than longer, but... It's not always going to happen that way. So I think for me, just seeing those things secondhand, really, not firsthand, but understanding how that went, just understanding that, first of all, we're dealing with a really, in the case of Terry, a really good player and a really good person. So really understanding that and never losing sight of that and making sure that, every conversation we have is very – you know, straightforward, honest, and in good faith, and just keeping that mindset throughout, because there's going to be twists and turns, but just having, you know, that confidence in the, and just understanding that our goal is to get a long-term deal done, and so just keeping focused on that, and, you know, whatever happens, you know, along the way, just understand that he's a great player, and we want to keep him here.
A lot of Terry butt kissing and ego stroking happening in those pressers.
But he didn't sound super enthusiastic. I don't know. When I saw the video, I thought, and obviously I expect you guys to take this with a grain of salt, but I thought Peters looked comfortable in his own skin. I thought Dan Quinn looked uncomfortable. He had the crossed arms, the clip that I saw, and it just looked like, yeah, he did. This is not great. I just didn't like the body language from Quinn. No, not in a negative way towards anything, just other than it's an awkward situation. I don't think Coach Quinn likes it.
Yeah, he wants to have one of his premier players in training camp.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's frustrated.
Yeah, I'm sure
the fact that Terry's not there.
So the last thing they want to do is that presser.
Right.
But I think with Peters, and what he was alluding to is he wasn't the lead guy in previous holdouts at previous organizations. Mm-hmm. He's comfortable in this.
He looks comfortable to me.
He's been through it. It's standard operating procedure for him.
It's just part of the business.
Time made a good point. I was listening to his most recent pod talking about Terry being an official holdout. And obviously, we all know the details, but he kind of articulated it in a little bit better, I thought. So we all know that Terry's going to turn 30 and that he's under contract for this year. But he actually took it that step further and just pointed out that what this contract extension will be for his 31st year. So it's not for his 30th year, it's for his 31st year.
Yeah.
For his 32nd year, maybe even 33rd year. So it's not like they're talking about paying him at 30. He's already going to get paid at 30.
Yeah.
They're talking about paying him at 31, 32. Yeah. And I think he's going to be very productive, but it just adds another year to it, and it just makes you a little bit more sympathetic to the bind that the organization is in.
So adding another year to it. That's definitely a factor in terms of the contract. We've speculated for a long time. Maybe Terry wants 4 years. They only give him 2 years. Mm-hmm. Maybe Terry wants this money. They want to give him that money. Here's what Peter said about some of the factors involved.
Yeah, that's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, you know, our financial situation and all that. But, you know, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and you know, negotiating in good faith, all those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player Terry in this instance is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards and we're having some good conversations and we'll continue to.
All right.
You got to be positive that you say that's what we're working towards.
Like you said, we're having some good conversations.
Good conversations.
I like that. That's the first thing
that
I like.
And the other thing is that, and as he's talked about it yesterday, he's been through this before as mm-hmm. an assistant GM, but he's mm-hmm. been through the negotiation part of it.
Yeah, I mean, been in the business with a long
bunch,
time.
Yeah, with a bunch of players. So he knows the business. He knows this takes time. He sounds positive to me.
I'll tell you what I'm not positive about. My July 30th prediction date as to the end of the holdout. I'm feeling like
it's okay. I think that might be okay. The week is okay.
I'm starting to feel like it's going to be mid to late August.
I mean, somehow I didn't think I predicted August 16th, though that's what's in the book. I'm kind of feeling good about that one at this point. Like August 8th through the 16th might be the sweet spot.
I could see him signing after all the preseason games are over.
Ooh.
So with 2 weeks left for the season.
That's him racking up a lot of fines if that's the case.
Terry's resolute, but he's also not dumb. And if he's looking at, you know, $60, $70 million, is he going to really want to hold out for another 3 or 4 or whatever, 80, whatever the number is? You know, you got to, at some point, you got to do the math. All right, am I going to hold out here for another 3 weeks to maybe try to get another $3 million? It's going to cost me $50,000. I'm missing practice. At some point, Terry's going to, he's going to have to eat a little bit.
Yeah.
He might just have a minimum, though. He might feel like, hey, Amon-Ra signed last year. I should make at least what he makes.
I have no doubt that he has a minimum. In
so he might just be waiting for that.
I have no doubt. But sometimes you don't get the minimum that you want.
But like Eric's saying, do you want to sacrifice, you know, a few hundred thousand to a couple million in fines?
In the uncertainty
not
that you might not even
what
get
what you're going to get.
Yeah. So at some point you look at it and you go, all right, this is disappointing to me. But at the end of the day, when I take a step back and I talk to my parents and I talk to my wife and I talk to my pastor, all right, they're giving me $75 million guaranteed. It's not what I want, but it's up from the $60 they originally offered. It's not the $90 that I wanted. But you know what? This generational money here. I'm not going to embarrass my family. I'm gonna cut.
If you get 75,
whatever the number is,
to $80 million guaranteed, his great 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 grandkids are taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, at some point he's gonna say,
I mean, come on.
You know what? It's not what
I want. Stupid money,
but it's beyond what I need, and I just want to play football and be with my boys. At some point he's gonna reach that threshold. I think.
Hopefully it's within the next week.
I think. And that's what I think probably with the teams banking on, too.
Well, but a lot of us didn't think it was going to get to this point.
Totally. Because I don't think they're anywhere close to that yet.
My original prediction was July 6th, because that's what happened a few years ago.
I thought he might miss a couple days.
Well, I guarantee that they've done the math. He and Buddy Baker, they've done the math and said, all right, what's our limit in fines? Mm-hmm. What are we willing to just sit out for? I mean,
yeah.
Is it 150 grand? Is it 200 grand? Is it 300 grand?
Right, but just don't know how much more the team's going to budge.
It's true.
They actually don't have to budge.
They're going to get to 150 grand tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? Because 50K yesterday, another 50K today if he doesn't sign.
Yeah. Like that. What were you going to say, Matt? You seem like you wanted to say
I was just going to say, well, that's what the Commanders aren't going to pay. That doesn't mean another team isn't willing to pay that for Terry.
Fair, but he would have to... wait a year. But the thing is, I don't even think he'll be there because I do think they would franchise him over letting him walk for nothing or some minimum compensation. I think.
Well, then he'll.
What is that, 40 million? Was it franchise number 40 million?
No, 30.
Oh,
it's 30? 30.
30 point something.
Oh, it's 30 and a half. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Looking at the practical guarantees of some of the guys who signed recently, and I mean like in the last year, 18 months, Ayuk got 76 million. Jalen Waddle got 76 million. Amon-Ra, $77 million. DJ Moore, $81 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm Terry, I feel like I have to be close to that neighborhood.
It has to be in that realm.
And I understand a lot of those guys are younger than him, and that's I think a factor.
That's the difference.
It's really working against him.
That's the difference.
Yeah, they're all younger.
Yeah.
But like he's looking for big guarantees.
But I do think at some point he's gonna say, "All right, I just want to play football. I want to be with my guys." And this is a lot of money. I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Could have approached it differently. You know, we were talking about this during a break. ESPN seems to have wall-to-wall Cowboys coverage. Yesterday, a lot of news about Jerry Jones. Today, a lot of Micah Parsons stuff. Micah Parsons, final year of his deal. They've been negotiating that deal publicly, it seems like, for months. And yet, he shows up to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he shows up to camp because he's on a rookie deal, and he gets the $50,000 is going to hurt him more than it's going to hurt Terry.
Right.
Which Parsons is probably making $4 or $5 million a year.
And I honestly can't remember.
His deal this year is like 20. I think it spikes to 17.
That's because they picked up the 50.
Yeah, I can't.
But what I'm saying is that it's a smaller contract versus what Terry was making.
Right. Who's the last Cowboy stud that Jerry hasn't ultimately caved and paid? Like he pays them all.
I mean, he paid Dak, he paid CeeDee Lamb, he paid Zeke when he was there. Yeah. I mean,
if there's one guy you're going to pay, it's Micah Parsons.
100%. He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's
going to... To a lesser extent, he paid Michael Gallup when he was up for a deal.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Mark and Largo. This will be some weird take. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mark?
Weird take, huh?
What's up?
I hear you, Eric. Look, here's the deal. This is on Adam Peters, and I'm going to tell you why I say this is on Adam Peters. Scary Terry wanted – I mean, when he got here last year, in January of last year, he knew Terry McLaurin wanted a contract deal. Okay. You didn't want to deal with it then. You could have signed him at a cheaper rate then. Could have got him – for. I mean, you really could have did this a lot better than what you did last year if you would have got him last year.
You think they were going to give him a new deal 2 years in advance? I doubt it.
Gave him a new deal this time last year. This time last year, you could have gave him a new deal. Then he didn't want to do it. Wait till the end of the season. You could have got it done right after the NFC title game when they got stomped in Philly. Could have got that done. Didn't want to do that. Now look at where we're at. So here's my thing to everybody here. What's the difference between what Adam Peters is doing and what Jerry Jones has done? See, he waited too long for Terry, and Terry is a core player. And look at where you are now. Meanwhile, he's gone out and made trades with Tunsil to get Tunsil. He's gone out and got Deebo Samuel. He's gone out and got Marshawn Lattimore. You could have had all this stuff done last year before all this. Now you look at what's going on, and now you got to pay what everybody else. And the same thing the media attacks Jerry Jones, and I don't like Jerry Jones, is the same thing happening here. And he's a core player. And what makes it bad for Adam is, you know, if you're doing this to him, no, I don't think he'll do this to Jaden, but who's to say he won't do this to Mikey Sanderson? Who's to say he won't do this to Newton?
Well, you want him to be financially responsible, too. You want to give him the leeway to do his job.
And that's fine, but you got to get ahead of the game. You are the property manager of a property.
Listen, Terry, okay? I don't think Terry would have agreed to a deal necessarily last year. He had to have a monster year to put him in this discussion.
Yeah. And he wants to see how the market rises.
Okay, fine. Then you know what he needs to do now? He needs to get on the phone and call Terry right now and have lunch or dinner with him.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a question. Mark, you fascinate me. Your confidence is remarkable. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the IT field, bro.
You're in IT.
I actually was thinking about that, too.
His confidence. We can make fun of him. We can hang up on him.
Yeah.
He comes to the phone with confidence every time.
I'm glad you asked, because I was thinking about this. Because last week I was driving around, and Mark had called into our show in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm driving around, and I think I heard him call Chris Russell.
Oh, no. He calls everybody. I get it.
I was like, what is he doing?
No, but he just got a confidence to him.
When you work from home, you can do stuff like that.
Even if his takes are absurd.
Do it like that.
He's got a confidence to him.
It doesn't mean he's right most of the time, but he's got confidence.
When you get to 55, if you don't have confidence at 55, you just never going
to
have.
Where'd you go to high school, Mark? Where'd you go to high school?
Unfortunately, I went to Mackin, which at the same time, which is now classified with Carroll, which I know there's two people up there who were with the Mathis Stags, and that's probably not a good thing, too. So
that's fine. Yeah, it's all good.
It's
different. Love for you.
If I would have went to Carroll from the beginning, I probably would have played football up there, unlike some people who probably should have played basketball at the Mathis, but someone didn't play basketball at the Mathis being at 6'5". But we ain't going to talk about that.
All right, Mark, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
I got confused at the end. Who was supposed to play basketball?
I don't know. I couldn't follow along.
I am always stunned by his confidence.
Basically, he wanted Terry to come back to the table with 3 years left on his deal and have his deal reworked.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, when is a right time to extend Terry? I think when he was approached by it this offseason, this is the right time to do it. It wasn't a year and a half ago. Like, this is the proper window.
But we don't know what the
new deal.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we don't know what the conversations were like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I think also he had to prove himself to an extent to Quinn and Peters that he was a number one receiver.
Right.
And
because the conversation before last season was Terry doesn't catch enough touchdowns. Terry's not in the same class as some of these top receivers. And maybe still people don't put him up there with Jefferson or Chase. But he moved up the rankings for sure.
And my argument all along for Terry is his numbers would be 25% higher, if not higher, if he had real legitimate quarterbacks throwing to him from his rookie season.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he hasn't had.
All right, let's go to Shane in D.C. Shane, what's up, man? Y'all with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? Hey, it's good to be home, man. Hey, look, here's the thing. Maybe Adam Peters don't think he's really that good and plus he's the number two receiver. Maybe he don't want to give a 30-year-old receiver that is probably a number two on every. I can name 15 receivers. I love Terry, but I can name 15 receivers right now better in the league than Terry.
I don't know if you can name 15. You might be able to name 10 or 12, but I don't know if you can name 15.
Okay. So you're going to give you just made my point. So what, three spots? You're going to give a 30-year-old receiver, $35 million, say, that's what he's asking, Well, they decline at 30 years old. All receivers look in the league. They start declining at 30.
So what's your suggestion? I'm curious. What is your suggestion? If you're Adam Peters, you don't want to give him $35
million.
Shane,
I don't think, anybody agrees that he should get $35
million. No, I don't think he's asking for $35
million. We have no idea. No one.
Here's what I would do. I mean, I don't know. I'm not. But what I would do is that if he's not in camp, I just went through this with Nico at University of Tennessee. So here's what you do. Huh. You got to go in there. Nobody's bigger than the team, right? So we need to rebuild. You don't want to hurt this team going forward. We got to rebuild a defense. You got other players we got to sign. You've got a toy. You're playing a slot receiver, a toy, which Debo
is way more than a slot receiver.
He had 13 touchdowns last year.
Do you not remember the deep balls that he caught?
He's not a slot receiver.
His numbers are.
No, I'm talking about Debo.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So yeah, you got Debo making 21, which is, I think, is don't get me started on that. But no, we cannot hinder this team going forward.
So what would you do? Just not pay him, let him sit out, or just force him, whatever? Just you're not gonna give him a deal.
He's making
I would start calling Buffalo, I would start Kansas City, and start looking.
And what
for
do you want in return?
You get two number ones.
You're not getting two, Shane. You fell out of bed and hit your head hard. You're not going to get two number one picks for him. Are you crazy?
You wouldn't get one number one pick for Terry McLaurin.
What are these people thinking?
Yeah.
There's just no common sense out there.
He's like a slot receiver, but I want 2 ones for him.
I got confused. I guess he was talking about Debo.
I heard that, too.
It doesn't matter who he's talking about. He's got no common sense.
He wasn't even top 15.
Oh, my God, these people.
Jason's already at his wit's end.
Terry McLaurin,
because they make no sense.
He's making 22.7 this year, so like him asking for over 30 isn't a crazy ask in the market that he's in right now.
And also, I'm not going to entertain this idea that he's not a true number one.
No, it's nonsense.
I'm not entertaining that discussion
anymore.
If you want to say he's on the bottom half, okay, fine, you can have that opinion, but you're not allowed to have the opinion on this show. That he's not a number one, true number one.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. We're the Junkies coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Right back. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 talking about training camp. Our coverage presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Today, you'll actually start seeing some clips of guys practicing. You know what?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Guys in helmets. Doing
this is the last weekend until February where you won't have an NFL game.
Love it.
Now, next weekend is just a Hall of Fame game, and I think that's on Thursday.
It's just great news. Hall of Fame game. You guys always
Chargers
know that.
And Lions?
Yeah, I believe that's. I'll double check, but I think that's right.
That game always just is the worst ever.
Yes, yeah. But it's still a game, and this is the last weekend where you just have baseball.
Right.
Correct.
Nat's on a little heater, though.
Break them up. They won two straight.
Very nice.
What are they, 19 under 500? I think they were 21 under 500.
Correct. Yeah.
I think they're 19.
41 and 60, correct. Yeah. Good math there.
I did see an update on Cruz a couple days ago where like he's basically done everything he could do. You know, and as Jason pointed out, it's been like months now.
His last game was May 20th, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy how much time he's missed.
That oblique is banged up.
Now, I think they say he's basically there now. I don't know what they got to do. Maybe get a few at bats, but he's basically like his return should be close.
So has he been rehabbing in the minor leagues?
I don't know the extent. I just read a blurb about it, but they talked about basically he's basically finally close to coming back.
Right.
Tangent based on that injury.
Get him up for
thing.
The last 55 or 60 games.
Yeah, we need to see it. It's almost like they're hiding him.
He wasn't going to start, but the Will Levis injury and the decision to have surgery right now, I always find odd.
What was the
He had a banged up shoulder, I guess, at the end of last season.
And he waited all offseason.
Waited
to do
the entire offseason and then a couple days ago. Yeah, I'm gonna need surgery. Now I presumably he tried to rehab.
Yeah.
Presumably, you don't think he rehabbed?
It doesn't matter. Does it matter?
No,
I mean,
but
Cam Ward,
of course he rehabbed.
You don't want to do the surgery if you don't have to. So I'm sure they said, "Hey, you could try to rehab this." And,
yeah,
you know, you want to avoid going under the knife.
And he didn't feel like it was ready. And
yeah,
I'm sure that's what the doctor said.
Shoulder rehab is big deal. You know, many of us have had it. I've had it. Valdez had it. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Believe me, the last thing he wanted to do is have shoulder surgery.
I think the thing he's going to be known most for is eating bananas with the peel still on them and putting mayo in his coffee. Like, that's going to be his calling card.
Didn't he have a little sex tape?
Oh, that's right.
Did he have a sex tape?
I think he might have.
Did we see, hey, Valdez, did we see his Johnson?
I think so. I don't remember. I think that's correct. It's ringing a bell.
We actually saw a moving video.
100%.
Oh,
I don't remember.
100%.
Man, he stunk as a quarterback so far.
Yeah.
21 touchdowns, 16 picks.
Jason always said that from college. I remember you always said that from college. Like, this guy just stinks.
Well, I didn't say he stunk. I just didn't think he would be a good starting quarterback.
Right. I think Levis, Anthony Richardson.
You trashed him.
There are a lot of guys who get picked based on their physical tools
and
not the production in college.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Terry McLaurin is officially a holdout. I thought he'd hold in. He's a holdout.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding out, but you know what? Redskins fans, Commanders fans, we just need to relax. Bottom line up front, he will be signed. Adam Peters will sign. And Adam Peters is a very smart individual. Well, first of all, been listening to you guys for 20 years. You guys are awesome. Want to get that out the way.
I appreciate that.
The thing is, he's a data analytics guy. I'm sure Adam Peters got a data analytics team, but he's also got the subjectivity. If he could, he would just sign him in a heartbeat, but he can't go against his numbers. He can't go against the statistics. He's been in the game since, he's been with New England, Denver, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. This is not his first rodeo. He's going to sign him. We don't have anything to worry about. But Go ahead.
Well, the one thing I would say, and it's somebody pointed this out a couple weeks ago, and I think it's very true, is that the key ingredient to me is both guys want to get this deal done, right? Mm-hmm. Both sides. It's not like the Kirk Cousins situation where they really didn't want to give him money. You know, they were just kind of like, they just didn't really want to do it. Like, they want to pay him. They want Terry McLaurin to be here.
Yeah.
They want him to be the guy. And Terry wants to be here.
It's not like the Trey Hendrickson situation where he said, you know what, I'm out. I'm just going to leave down south.
Both sides want to get a deal done. Sometimes teams just, you know, they'll say nice things and sugarcoat it, but they really don't want to pay the guy anywhere close to that, and so they're willing to move on. No, they want Terry McLaurin here, and they actually want... They really want him. I mean, he's going to be here. He's not going to hold out for a year, but they want him there this year in particular.
Yeah.
So I think they will figure it out.
This is a year they're going for it. If they're going for it, they need Terry McLaurin to get where they need to go.
It's hard to go for it if they have the cloud of that contract over
him. It's going to get done. It's just taking longer than expected.
Besides Eastern Motors, has anybody seen Terry out and about town?
Yeah, Drab. Has anybody seen Terry out and about? You're the guy to track him down.
I haven't seen him in a little bit.
Are you ready for your conversation? Because you said you choked the one time. Like, if you happen to see Terry during this holdout, what would you say?
Well, you can't bring up the holdout
part. That's a Rube move. Yeah.
I mean, that's a rookie move.
We're going to talk ball. We're going to talk Slurpees. That's what we're
going
to talk.
Summer flavors.
He wants to talk contract in football with Grab T-shirt? You kidding me?
Certainly not. He wants to talk with Adam Peters and Buddy Baker.
Let's go to Mark. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I'm cynical this morning. I don't see it. Commanders have all the cards. They have all the leverage with him. They have the money. They have the fines. He's not touchable until February. I just have a feeling that they're going to let him sit. And he either comes to camp and gets paid to do his job, or, you know, he doesn't. I think they're adapting and adjusting.
Think he has leverage in the sense that they're a worse football team if he isn't on the field?
You don't know that. What? I mean, you don't know that. You don't know what adjustments they could be making to make up for his absence.
I disagree with that.
You know, what the expectation.
They're a better team with Terry on it.
We
can disagree. He is a better team, but is it worth what he wants?
Well, we don't know.
I don't know that answer, but the bottom line, he does have some leverage. His talent is some leverage.
And he's under contract, so he will play. I mean, he's not going to sit out all year.
I think you're right. But if he wanted to.
I mean, they could trade him, of course, but he's not going to sit out all year.
They could trade him. Of course they could trade him.
Yeah,
I don't see that happening.
It's all about money. There's a huge gap here, and if there wasn't a huge gap, this deal would have been done.
I agree, it's a huge gap. I agree,
there's something terribly askew here, and I think Peters is playing the PR role, nice guy, yada yada yada. But at the end of the day, it's about the money.
So you don't think
I'm worried.
Hold on. So you don't think he's going to get a deal done before the start of the season?
No, I don't think so. I think it would have been done. It's too big of a gap.
All right, fair enough.
About the guaranteed money. He wants it, and they're not willing to give it to him.
All right, I want you to call back in when he does sign.
I would love that, but I'm just telling you how I feel this morning in this moment.
Okay? I know, I appreciate it.
Whose side are you on? If it was a binary choice, you've got
sounds like he's on Team Adam Peters'
Terry,
side.
And you've got Team Adam Peters. Whose side?
It's an entertainment business, okay? The market will pay you what somebody's willing to pay you. If the Commanders aren't willing to pay him, then somebody else will pay him.
So whose side are you on?
So I'm not on anybody's side. I just
got to pick a side, man.
It sounds like you're on the team side.
Sounds like you're on the bad guy side.
Yeah.
You're on the management side.
You guys are funny.
No, it's fine. You know what? You're not the only fan that has called up and said that. We had a bunch of people call up and say, you know what? It's about the team.
You should never be on management side.
I just put that up as our poll of the day. You can vote at Junks
Thanks
Radio.
For the call.
Poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. We love Surfside. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. And in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Whose side are you on? Team Terry or Team Adam
baby.
Peters?
This guy's on Team Terry.
1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.